And last question, and this is from the fans, my friend. Don't shoot the messenger. When are you putting a ring on this girl's finger?
Flex Lewis, you're straight out the lair. Today's guest is one of the first fitness social media influencers turned business entrepreneur. He gained his fame through his YouTube channel where he documented his fitness journey, workouts, and lifestyle. He's the founder of Alpha Elite Athletics, fitness apparel company, and his massive gym, Alpha Land, is spectacular complex spanning over 18 acres and tens of millions of dollars investing in it, making it one of the biggest fitness facilities in the world, second to the Dragon's Lair. His online presence and dedication to fitness has earned him a well-deserved massive global audience, and with only 2 days before his show, he joins us on the podcast to tell his story. Here's a podcast with Christian Guzman. Straight out the lair, joined by probably one of the earliest influencers that I ever came across. I don't know if that is a term now. I don't even know if you describe yourself as that. But Christian Guzman, welcome to Straight Out the Lair. To me, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You were one of the first guys I seen doing your thing on YouTube, and very impressively too. And look at you now. Where you've come from is truly inspirational, mate.
Thank you. When was that by chance? If you don't mind me asking.
Do you want to, you know what, we'll just rip the band-aid out for the first time I ever physically seen you. Standing at my booth, I had my line, and I just hear and feel all this commotion going past me. I was like, who the hell is this? There was a drone in the air. There was a big mob of people following you. Body power. And I look over, and there you were. First time in, obviously, my country, in the UK. And I was like, holy crap. That was the first time I truly seen how YouTube and bodybuilding training went together on a massive scale. It wasn't a bodybuilding title, win this, have the fan base, which I was coming from my world. I seen just how YouTube now, when social media was playing a massive part in the motivational element, and seeing entry point, people coming into the gym for the first time. And there you were, Christian Guzman. Backing up, might I say, to my booth, causing all kinds of commotion with my line. Damn. But nonetheless, that was the first time that I truly got to see you. Your name, obviously, prior to that, but the first time I got to see you, and here we are, man. I don't even know how many years ago that was, maybe 10, 15.
That was 20. With Alphalete, we took Alphalete in 2016. Wow. That was our first ever expo. And the whole team was just shocked. Everybody was just like, we have people in the UK watching us?
Yeah.
What? Back then, you didn't check your analytics every day. I didn't know that there was any sort of like momentum in anywhere outside of Houston, Texas, which was pretty wild.
But yeah.
Damn, it's crazy.
I just seen this again, this energy. And I think you must have been walking from maybe the green room or something to your booth. And this just, as I said, a mob of people. There was drones flying in the air. You were allowed to have drones or anything like
it's
that.
Better to get told afterwards.
Yeah, get the footage first, yeah. Right? But obviously, you pioneered the way in my eyes. You and a couple of select people that truly carved your own unique niche on YouTube, combined in fitness and the world of social media together. Who were your early inspirations getting into that, and how did it all unfold?
So for me, from the fitness end, I was simplyshredded.com. That was every day, just refreshing, just trying to dissect as much as I could. So there was that, almost like that group of the classic names of you have really cool, good looking physiques. I remember seeing like Sadiq, and I remember seeing like Lazar Angelov, I think how you pronounce
yes.
it. And a lot of these guys that just looked so shredded, and it was just I was super attracted to it. And then when I found Greg Plitt, that was got a membership on the website specifically and just dove in. Mm-hmm. And that's really what kind of set the almost like the tone of how I started thinking and wanted to portray and wanted to emulate. And then from the social media aspect of, if that was like the fitness part and the cosmetics and the aesthetics, then you have the Matt Ogus, the Chris Jones, the Scott Herman, the DLB, Rob, like when Dana did her 10 days out, 10 videos in 10 days going into her show, her competition, that's that series. I don't know what year that was, but that just, I was just so captivated by the videos and the stories and just the people.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to get on myself and share my fitness stuff.
Yeah. I know you mentioned a couple of names that I'm personally friends with as well. Obviously one guy that I add to the mix of.
And Jay Ronnie, you, all those bodybuilding motivation era, like that, plus like the other mix of motivational speakers like Eric Thomas and Les Brown, a lot of that, a lot of the bodybuilding motivation and watching that intensity. But in work training at Metroflex, I'm signed up in all these gyms and just the posters of you guys on the wall and stuff like that. And there's all those different like environments and elements that kind of, I guess, you take from and you create your style.
You mentioned Greg Plitz. That was one of the guys that I would say kind of as that. I would say Greg. I would say Steve Cook. Steve's a stud. And I've had the privilege of working with a lot of the guys that you mentioned as well. DLB and Rob are obviously close friends of mine. But they're all in their own lane in a sense. Yes, there's overlap. But with yourself, you put so much honest and vulnerable content, struggles, and you talked about how you were feeling. Now, listen, as we both know, Instagram, social media is a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Why did you go that route of truly showing your true sense and the struggles? And it's a very unique direction.
It is, but I think when people ask you, but when you're going to start trying to get eyes on you and try to gain traction, what's unique about yourself? I couldn't answer that question. I don't know, nothing really. I get B's and maybe a few C's in school. I'm not that great at anything. When I found and got into the gym and saw some progress, I was 5'11 and a half at 115 pounds body weight.
Damn.
So same height I am now at 115 pounds. I was skinny. Yeah. And so I saw the guys in high school with abs and getting the girls playing guitar. So I signed up for the classes they were doing. Damn. And I guess it never came, to answer your question, never felt like I was intentionally trying to share too much. Because it started off just like straight nutrition tips, posing update, a trip from the grocery store. I started incorporating a little bit of, here's how I'm feeling, here's what I'm thinking, here's my training session with like commentaries and voiceovers. And then I guess it just showed my dog Nala, and I was picking her up as a puppy, and then introduced my girlfriend at the time. And then suddenly all these characters almost start building. And but the beauty of it is that I think that I just wasn't conscious of it. I wasn't paying attention to why things were working.
When did you realize that it was?
When I started making money from the channel, which I remember the first day I put like an option to make money on the way.
Select.
I was making like $2,500 in a day. I was like, what the hell just happened? This is illegal. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Take me. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm trying to get my degree. And then I just kept doing it and just seeing that I could make anywhere from $500 to on average, like $500 to $1,500 a day while I was in the back of the class.
Like, just in school.
Email. I went from the front seat to the back seat to the corner to slowly not showing up to not showing up because I was just working and I was logging every day and saving my money. And more so than saving the money, though, just being sure. I was like, okay, before I even think about dropping, I need to be sure that this isn't just a spike. This isn't just today went well. Let's see how it goes over a week. Multiple months
compounded, and
exactly. And then if I cut this by 20, if I say, okay, I'm only gonna make 25% of this actual number, would I be good?
Yeah.
And then once the number was this for 6 months, call mom and dad.
Yeah, tell me about that conversation.
My dad was more receptive to it because he ingrained that from me, from do your own shit, be your own whatever.
He's in business, right?
He's in business, yeah. But still, for them to put me in, it wasn't easy for them to put me through school. But my mom was tough. That was you're making a mistake. Your son, do not. And I go, Mom, I love you. I got to do this. If all fails, I promise you I'll be back in next semester.
Yeah.
Right where I left off.
But you knew.
I knew because of the logging, the tracking, not because I believed in myself.
Yeah.
That genuinely, I didn't think I would. I never think of in 5 years. I don't know when I hear like words like changing it, it's weird. You know?
Yeah. I totally get it. For me, when I commit myself to something, even though you're like, I left a successful business that I grew all the way through college, similar to you, working in the back of the class. And then when I had the opportunity to go into bodybuilding and come over to the US, obviously there was a plan of action, but you feed them, your mum what you want to hear at the time. I don't know if the same thing for you.
What'd you tell her?
I was like, if this doesn't work out, I'll just pick up what I left off. It's only going to be 6 months.
Every semester it starts right back up.
So it's only 10 months now, mom. It's only a year.
The classes are packed anyway. I'll get more attention next semester.
Yeah. Okay? But how much of a good feel moment was it when you got your dad that car? Full circle.
That was the moment that things really changed for me. And not because of the video that we made. It's like even just like going to the store to get in the car, if you watch the video, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Crying. And you can just see that was huge for the family. I think just opening up just as a statement, they would never let me do anything like that if I talked about it or if I brought it up.
No question.
You just have to, you just got to get it. And it felt, seeing my mom beat cancer, seeing my first bodybuilding show in 2017, the day after we had a big meetup and I was at the second floor looking over the gym with the sun coming in with all the competitors around the world, that moment. There's five moments that I always will remember as like pivotal.
I want to talk about them, but not yet, because to me, I think that the more that I done my research and due diligence on you, the more I was like, man, we're very aligned in a few things, which I think when you look at somebody that's highly driven and successful, that really has hustled to get everything, you can say, oh yeah, there's a characteristic thing. But that, what you said, I had my own moment when I opened up my private gym and I had a mezzanine and I stood out there myself.
Damn, this is mine.
And I was like, wow. And everybody was there it wasn't open to the public. It was, we'd done a mural and unveiling. Wow. And one was of Dallas. So we brought everybody in. And what I'd done was, because I didn't want too many people there. And my wife was like, what is wrong with you? I told people 4 days before the event happened. And one couple in particular, in two cars, drove 2 days from Texas to come to this unveiling. So I realized, wow.
This is impactful. This is having impact on people.
And this is not just standing up on stage, hitting a front double bicep. There's more to this.
There's another level to it.
Yeah. Obviously, we're sitting in a gym here. We both have gyms. And I never went into this to be a gym owner. I think you say the same thing yourself. We had private gyms for us to do. For me, it was to win and defend. For you, it was to train and shoot content.
Yes, but actually, funny story, before me wanting the gym for that purpose, and this is still my goal, when I'm 50 years old, so 20 years from now, the reason I got into training was that in high school, I saw those guys with the abs. I signed up for the same strength and agility program they had. It was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week after school, like right after school, you'd book it to your training. And it was groups of 25 to 30 kids. And in middle school, high school, they all played sports, like the really good sports players. I didn't play sports. I wasn't good. But I trained with them.
What? We'll come back to that.
I was a hustler. I was always the coach's, the hardest worker, like throwing up in the back, always nonstop. Yeah. Just, I would push myself really hard and I would train, fell in love with it. But I want to, when I'm 50, open an area where I'm training groups of kids like in the area and having one assistant coach, possibly two, and having three different sections and dividing up by groups of 7 to 10 kids per thing in one big room in strength, agility, and this is like the speed or the balance work or whatever, and just like doing that, because I never got to do what I initially sought out to do, which was train people physically.
Oh, right? Wow.
And coach. I loved coaching kids. I was a guitar teacher for kids for 3 years in high school. And so I would love to do that.
How far do you think you're off that?
I could do it now if I want. I just know that I need to, if I did it now, I'd be not slowing down any of the, it's just, I need to finish putting the processes in for more.
This is more of a, I understand where you're coming from. There's a lot of big asks that you're chasing right now that take a lot of time. Yeah. And this would be more of a, you're doing it to do it when you, by the sound of it and everything you've done that I know of and read of and friends have always said, you're not going to do anything just to wear the feather. Exactly. You're fully committed or nothing. We were talking earlier, we've cracked over so many different things, but for me, one of the most impressive things about yourself is your mental fortitude in a lot of different things. Here, listen, this podcast obviously is going to go out after the fact, but we are 2 days away from you stepping on stage with Mr. USA. For me, I am used to these media obligations and having to do various different things in different countries for the promotion of a show, jumping in front of for ticket sales and stuff like that. And obviously I know that you have got a camera in your face all the time. But for you to selectively, in conversation, be like, hey, let's do the podcast. I'd love to do it. I truly appreciate that, because right now I know that you're tired. Brain fog is there, and I'm looking at your face.
I'm like hanging on.
I am knowing that feeling, my friend, because when you smile and there's skin, nothing but skin holding on to cheekbones, this guy is ready.
Eyes are drooping a bit.
I know that feeling, my friend, but also this is one of the reasons why I appreciate this more than, trust me, with the option of saying, listen, let's just stay around, we'll shoot content and do stuff. No, we're on a podcast. We're talking about a lot of things that will motivate and stimulate, and also get you in front of an audience that may know the name but not know the storyline. And I think that's, as I mentioned earlier, along with your mental fortitude and what you've been able to achieve, that story alone of just chasing your goals, no pun intended, but turning your hat back to front and going after it is what I like. And you've done it in your own way, your own space. And truly, if you look back from your first couple of videos to where you are, you see the authenticity, the consistency, but also the humility, but the confidence that has come with every level and failed level too that you've got to right now. So for me to you, my friend, I appreciate guys like you in the fitness industry, because you truly are pioneers who are not only educating, but also encouraging the next Christian Guzman that is coming through.
Thank you. That was so well articulated. I want to just say one thing with that. We all choose where and what we are doing in with our life, right? I choose to commit to a show. I choose to maintain the responsibilities I have and execute them as good as I can. And whenever you choose to do something, you hand over your I'm tired car. You hand over that. It's like I'm choosing where and what I want to be doing, and I've been wanting to do this for so even.
Yeah.
And I think I messaged you like on week one of my prep. I was like, all right, on peak week, flex is there. 100% going to have my flight there, and I'm doing that. Because it's when something is genuine, and it's, I'm just excited. I'm excited to train.
Yeah.
This is my last training day, right? Yes. And then tomorrow's just a little pump day. But I'm pumped. I'm excited.
And we're doing a little something after this podcast, which I'm pumped for.
Yeah.
I mean,
can't wait. And I think that, if anything, it's like, for me, booking things in advance, moments in advance, just give me something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be at home just like thinking about the fridge. Look at nothing.
Yeah, because Sunday, all them feelings are gone.
Yeah.
You get that food in you. You get that boost of serotonin, and you get that boost of, I don't know, life, I guess. That's life. What I'm talking about, cells.
Yeah.
You're fucking fighting.
Then you fall. Then 2 days later, you fall asleep for a week.
Back in a bear mode, and then 20 weeks of diet and you look like you're fucking 8 weeks out.
I got 23 pounds went up in a week last year. And I was sleeping for most of it. I was like, man, what the hell? Yeah.
So let's talk about your competition plans, because you have made it clear that over the years, you getting on stage and you attacking and chasing this pro card became more and more of a goal of yours, in and amongst all these multi-million dollar businesses that you run. And obviously that element I want to talk about later, because that is in itself a topic and conversation. But adding Christian Guzman, the diet and bodybuilder, into that mix is a difficult balance. You've got employees, you've got to be creative. I'm sure that if you're like me, you have everything that's tangible and looked at, you analyze. And from what obviously I know of you too, you spend a lot of chosen time putting out your own content, editing and stuff.
I love the chosen time.
Yes.
That's a good keyword, chosen time.
It could be utilized in any different direction, but you choose to invest it back into yourself.
Everything.
Building the empire. So right now, like I said, 2 days away from the USA, you're gone. In my eyes, you've gone through what I call no man's land, because now you're here. Mm. You're really tired, but like you're so close. How are you able to now balance the businesses that are still running when you're afar? Obviously, your multiple different businesses, your relationships and stuff like that. Are you able to allocate them roles to positions? Are you still in the mix whilst?
Nice and very still in the mix.
I knew that answer before.
Very. I've been competing. My first show was when I was 19 years old. That was my first series on YouTube where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to vlog the series, more personal style videos. I'm just going to talk about everything.
Yep.
And named it Summer Shredding. That was, and that one show, from the response of seeing, holy crap, the community is like building online. I won my I won against one guy, one teen guy.
Doesn't matter. It's a win's a win, my man.
Yes. And from there, I mean, you get, imagine the high of after you compete and you like walk off that stage and then you just have that energy and you're just like, what's next? This one, do you have that plan? That energy, combo it with my YouTube channel is growing. Like what I'm putting all so much effort into is actually like it's going crazy. And so when you imagine that syncing up, and that was the energy that I had when I was in college and ready to, all right, let's go full throttle and go.
So right? You got that right now.
And when that same feeling is, if you're not trying and purposely setting yourself up to level up, so you're not putting things in play to make you uncomfortable, and then I don't think you're growing. And so for me, every single year since that first show, when I compete, this is actually my first ever year officially attempting for a pro card, because all the other years I was almost doing it for myself to beat my previous self, but to encourage others to do that diet with me. And it was more for content.
Right.
Really, it was more for the community and the people. The reason I made the goal on my 30th birthday this year to win an IFBB pro card was because really all those years previously, my whole 20s, anytime anyone would say, oh, what, you won your class? Like, you almost won the overall multiple times. It's like, I'm doing it for YouTube. But the truth is, I'd never believed I had I could have a pro level physique, or I couldn't be at that caliber. I step on stage at one, I'll be 179, right? 180, light, real light. But I hold it well because I've got little baby legs. So it's the whole like switch of I can become an athlete and it's going to humble the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard for me to balance it with everything going on. And that's why I want to do it. And it's going to be hard for me to do videos every other day. Mm. And that's why I like doing it.
You chase the uncomfortability, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat right now. Because obviously this was my everything, right? Now all of a sudden that identity is switched. So I'm trying to fill in the voids of the scariest thing. There's no fucking scarier thing than being up on stage half naked. But that's where I train myself to have that alter ego. So now my mentality is shifted from that version into business, into being, obviously I should have said this first, being a better dad, family. We'll edit that around, right? Tyus, don't worry, Tyus, you got me. You don't say nothing, Guzman. And then with the businesses, I throw myself in, and obviously the podcast. I've said this a few
times. Podcast is popping off.
I got Christian Guzman on
here.
I see
it everywhere. It's everywhere.
I appreciate it.
Everywhere. It's going. It's amazing.
Thank you. I attest that to having relationships of over a decade plus, and having guests like yourself up here that have achieved true incredible things. But again, going back to what I was saying, has come because of being put, or putting themselves into uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I read about you is, I don't know if this is maybe old news or not, but is it true you still, maybe because of prep, not so much, but were you still doing them 10 scary things a month that you were trying to chase down? Is it still going on?
10 scary things a month? I think what that was, the 10 goals in 10 years.
10 goals
so
in 10
that
years.
So on my 30th birthday this year, that was my big, I hyped that video up for, ghost for 4 or 5 months, hyping this one video, because after I finished a decade of YouTube.
Incredible.
And so my first 10 years, it's okay, I uploaded a YouTube video, started a gym, started a clothing brand, made some money. I was able to get my dad a car, and those things. And I never had those goals setting out for the first 10, but looking back, it's okay. That was great.
Yeah.
But now we get to work. Now we're warmed up. So I put 10 goals in place to when I'm 40 years old. Yeah. I buried the letter.
Okay.
So when I'm 40 years old, I'm going to open that letter up, and it says, "Dear Christian in 2033. This is a message to you. Here's what you're going to do over the next decade."
Now, you just mentioned a tire, so I've got to jump in, and I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Tyus. I'm the guy behind the camera. a lot of the time. But you mentioned apparel, and I have to mention the fact that right now, Culture Brand has a huge summer sale taking place that is specific only to the viewers of this podcast. So you got to head over there and get 20% off your entire purchase. Plus, you get a free gift. So that's CLTRbrand.com. It's going to be right here on the lower third, so you can check that place out. Get your stuff right now. Go there right now. Grab your stuff, get that free gift, get that discount, and I'm sorry for interrupting the podcast. We'll jump right back into it.
That's my segue, bro. Thank you, Tyus. But that envelope, man, so 10 years later, you obviously know what's written in that. How close are you right now to ticking one of them off?
Zero, but I'm thinking about adjusting one because I feel I'm evolving a lot.
Okay.
Mentally, and just in what really is finding my enjoyment and time, just like the whole working at the office, like that, just like something as simple as that really changed a domino effect into so many different things that made me start thinking.
Got you.
And but yeah, 10 is 10. 1,000 videos is staying 1,000 videos. And, pro card is happening.
And in fairness to you, just turned 30 in February, which blows my mind, by the way. I'm turning 40 in November. So I'm 10 years on top of you. I thought before, I think that just goes to
I aged about 10 years in about 2 years when I was building Outland, to be honest.
But I think that that's just shows the success you've had because I have this feeling you are a lot older than what you are, only because of the time you've put into various different platforms. But going back a little bit, who would you prefer in terms of mentality? Because I've said this, you're a mental freak, like I love the mentality element of things. Do you prefer Christian Guzman on prep?
Yes.
Oh, didn't he finish the fucking question?
The Christian Guzman that I love,
yeah,
and my girlfriend loves, and that my friends love, my family loves, is the Christian Guzman is filming. So that was my first goal, 1,000 videos in 10 years. Because or else I let myself get consumed in work.
Yeah.
But work is not, it's obviously, it's just, I didn't, I feel like I had control over my, where I wanted to be, who, what conversations I was in, meetings. Hold the fuck up. I'm Christian. Let me stand up here and let me look at what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And take control of this real quick. Because you have to be happy. You need to know where and where you're, when you're doing those things that make you the version of the better version of you that you like, then everything else, the work, this, the managing people, you find a way to make it happen because you become more decisive, more quick, more clear, more detailed, more, you don't procrastinate as much. It almost just, every year, just compounds and you're able to handle more and more.
That key word right there, I think, has killed so many people's dreams, procrastination. I think it's allowed me not to be the best version of myself, not on stage, because that was an unforgiving fuck.
Flashback to last night, I'm just like, I see the treadmill there and I go into the gym at the hotel and I'm like, I'm just going to roll out a little bit. 2 hours later, on the treadmill. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, bro, I know that feeling of, oh my God.
I'm just going to roll real quick.
Roll.
Just going to aim for the pull-up bar.
Yeah, you're just hoping that there's energy or somebody does the cardio for you.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I'm going to still do this. But like I said, in fairness, man, you're here, you're trying to pull this all together, and I'm trying to put together your words together for a podcast, and it's tough. For anybody who's watching this right now, you know, that has never done a show. I'm trying to do a podcast with a belly full of food, let alone, was it 2 days
I'm
before?
I'm trying to keep my balance.
But again, I want to talk about that Christian Guzman version in prep. What you see more than anybody else? What do you get more than you get from the off-season version? I know you said procrastination and stuff like that, but is it just the structure?
Fire. Yeah. You see the fire. It's just like the clear. And you can see it when I feel like this is where you see the fire. All the other times when I'm not in this mode, you see me putting out the fires.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, look at that.
I was like, oh, I got a good one.
You obviously have got multiple different businesses. Alpha Land is probably one of the best gyms in the world, not even in the country, because what you put into that was shit. As a gym owner, I recognize it. And I watched recently a tour because I have yet been to Alpha Land. That's a place that we are definitely.
In June, I was like, hey, Flex, what are you up to? Anything in the next few weeks? You want to come down?
Yeah. You want to come to
I'm
me?
Annoying, bro.
Yeah. Are you going to come to me? Oh, no. We definitely, when you get some food back in your belly and we go for the next show, I'll fly down.
We're doing training today, so
that's
good.
True. We'll do a part two in your place. But I cannot wait to check this out. Then this place, mate.
If I show you what's coming into it, all the walk, it's wild.
Let's pop that cherry, regardless of what's coming. Right now, what you've built. Let's just paint the picture for the guys on Shopify on you don't even know that are going to be Googling Alpha Land if they don't even know. How did this concept come about? And it is honestly like a mini city of Gym World.
So if I were to break down, Alpha Land is the name off of Alpha Elite, which is the brand Alpha Athlete combined into one. You have somebody who leads by example, right? A community of people that bring each other up that to inspire others to learn more, dream more, be more. That's the motto. But I want it to be grand because of how large it is. It's an 18.5 acre, not like square foot, like acre.
18.5 acres
of property. We have 3 different gyms, as in separate buildings, that are all included in a single visit, single day pass, or single membership. They're all like 1, 2, and 3, and each one has a different purpose. Each one has a different attractive thing about it and a different character, all while keeping the underlying Alphalete, G gyms, an evolution of all the previous gyms in them. So gym one is a luxury one. Think Equinox, think Lifetime, think Bougie, think common workspaces, think massive retail store with all of the brands that only have stores there, right? You have Alphalete Athletics, you have Buff Bunny Collection, Anaka Power, Sour Strips, all the really ghosts. We have Raw, there's all of my friends' brands are there essentially. And we have Alpha Eats, which is my mom's. She does catering. She's been doing that for 15 years. And I was able to get her a kitchen with buying that property. So she was able to fulfill that dream. And she operates Alpha Eats. And it's not just healthy food. It's like her quesadillas, her spaghetti and meatball. It's just the best food you can imagine.
Give your mom that love, bro. She's killing it.
They're doing like $60,000 to $80,000 a month.
Wow.
It's crazy. Almost $1 million first year.
Wow.
And it's wild. But and so that's the building one, right? Studio, dance class, all that. Gym two is more of we're paying respect to the older gyms with no AC. We have open bay doors. We have natural lighting. It's hot as hell. But you got big fans. You got rusty weights and loud ass music. You take your shirt off if you want. Just still wipe with the equipment. Don't put your skin on the equipment. That's the only rule. And then gym three is almost an extension of gym two. So we have, it's a smaller like box shape, which is really the same shape as our first ever gym in 2013. Mm-hmm. And that one's got Muhammad Ali on there. We got Arnold and the Conqueror, like in 2 posing rooms. We got 2 full court basketball courts, I'm not even gonna try. Two basketball courts, 2 sand volleyball courts. We have a 1 mile long running track in the trees and all that. And football field, 70 yards, and we've got that's all.
That's all. What the hell? That's all, Tyus.
Sounds really small. Oh, I mean, like gosh, a really basic operation.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you didn't go all in on
much
this.
Much bigger than this.
It'd take 5 months to build it.
Man, so I seen the undertaking, obviously, through social media.
68,000 day passes last year. Which is stupid.
I know.
Like, I'm just like, great. I'm like, I don't deserve that.
Yeah, you do. Listen, there's certain people that I wish all the success in the world, even people I don't like, but what I do appreciate is hustle. I actually do like you, and I wish you the very best too. That's a good combo to have, I think. But with the gym that you opened up, Matt, I know what I done for this place. Obviously, I done it during COVID. I think we spoke about this.
It had its
restraints, but nonetheless, there wasn't an 18-acre property, and you truly took this over, and it wasn't derelict. It was a building that used to, what was it, like an old workplace?
All the structures were already there, essentially. Yes. We've added on to some, but it was an oil drilling, like huge trucks with 9-foot tires that would drill into the ground. And so the company went bankrupt. Essentially, the bank had taken over the property. And the catch was, it was empty for 5 years. It was like a ghost town.
Damn.
5 years, right? It's like everybody picked up and left. There's like cereal boxes. It was kind of scary walking in there.
Like I Am Legend.
Yeah, like I Am Legend. And like just eerie vibes. And there's probably 300 offices in the buildings. Uh-huh. And I don't need any of these. Why the hell? But then I just walked through and kind of see all the first warehouse. This could be a really cool gym. Walked outside and saw this massive, even bigger warehouse. Okay, no AC, gym, second gym. Okay, I got a lot of equipment. If I could buy some more and fill that second one up. A washing bay, which is where they would wash all the trucks.
Uh-huh.
Gym 3.
That's it, gym 3, yeah.
I see a field. Okay. And you start seeing all the space and how open it feels. And then it has a kitchen and mom's a cook.
Shh.
What walls I got to knock out?
What a life. Yeah. You got everything. You got everything, and you've got the people around you, like you said, your friends you support inside, and you got your mom.
And I put Alphalete headquarters upstairs. So that's a clothing brand, which was this is always the Mac Daddy business that I'm always focused on. 90% of my day goes to every day, and we needed office space. I go, okay, I could take the second floor, and I could be looking over the gym. Sign me up.
So, this walkthrough. When you first seen this place, did you think, oh, man, this is a little too big?
I canceled it twice. I didn't want to go because I put all my heart and soul into this one property that was super bougie. It was 20,000 square feet, but it was office space only.
Okay.
No gym. This was just like a building. And I was going to move Alphalete into Morgan Stanley. Was going to rent the bottom floor. Oh, I was going to make some money. Yeah, yeah. I was okay, cool. And after a year of negotiation, the guy said, you know what? And I got to full price that he was asking. He wanted $8.5 million for it. I said, I'll give you the $8.5 million. Let's do it. And then, nah, you know what?
Come on.
He didn't even say sorry for wasting your time. I don't want to sell. And so I was crushed.
Yeah, of course.
And then after that, my realtor, like maybe 2 weeks later, came and have this 18. It's an oddball, but if you're open to it.
I love them red herrings.
I have to warn you, though, the property tax, just to keep the place running, is $110,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
And that's before you do anything. That's just an underlying constant. And I go, okay, let me go look and let me see. I walk. And once I actually like finally went, Heidi convinced me. She was like, let's just go see it. And I was like, all right, yeah. Okay, whatever. We got nothing else to do. We want to have some date time. Let's go. And as soon as I walked, then I just lit up. And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
The second I walked in, that was it.
You're a visionary, right? You're a visionary guy?
Yeah. I was big into art in high school, and that's actually the only thing I was good at in high school. No other classes but art. So I've always been good with colors, focal points, I guess marketing with thumbnails that kind of developed over the years of YouTube, how to bring people in ways and make them feel something and have feature walls and feature moments and things like that.
Yeah, that is obviously off aside from Alphalete, but you being one of the guys to kind of even think like that is obviously a visionary. I definitely put you in the visionary category because, again, the thumbnails and all these, before Instagram and YouTube, put the set of guide rules out and said, for more attraction, you should do a thumbnail like this. Use this font. Do this color. You're just playing around and found your niche. And again, going back to Alphalete, walking into a building that has been vacant for 5 years. And it's got the dust in the walls.
There's bobcats there. There's animals, wild animals there, bro.
Yeah, probably a couple of homeless people still living there. You're not found yet.
There literally was one.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear. But in the hotel building. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yep. The guy's still around?
I go, I'm buying the building. You got to get out, brother.
Yeah, unless you put some work in, bro.
Yeah, he works front desk.
He works at front desk. He still got his top off too. But with that, and you coming into that building and you see this plane structure, did you already have a game plan of what you wanted to do, obviously, in the old place? Was this now a completely different plan?
Completely different plan.
Yeah, so talk me through that.
Yeah, like I going into that wanting to purchase the building because I was paying so much rent for so many years. That's all. I wanted a Alphalete headquarters, office space that was nice and kind of bougie, good environment for the clothing brand that we could film in. And also a gym. And I was like, if I could do everything in one building, that'd be ideal. I would love offices upstairs and look down at the gym and have, I don't know, 25,000 square feet. That'd be great. And when I actually looked into, and I did this like probably three different times with different architects, I drew out, found the land, I was ready to buy the actual lots. But when it came to building a building from scratch, the quality I wanted, we were in the $8 to $11 million mark. Price range. So then it was getting quoted that multiple and knowing it's going to be more than that.
Of course.
It's going to be at least 15 to 17 if they're telling me.
These built gyms, if they say a price, double it.
At least. And they say if it's closed, it's even worse.
Never on budget. Sorry, Christian.
Budget? Yeah. That's a funny word.
Yeah.
What's the budget? Either you tell me or just make it damn good.
We'll keep it as close as possible is always a great line to hear from your GC too. We'll keep it as close to the budget as possible.
Change order.
Yeah.
Mr. Change Order.
We have a complication from the city. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Then I forgot where I was. I was at. So I was going to, it was going to be between 8 to 11 million to build what I wanted.
Yeah.
Then this property was so much more. It was more space. It was 18 and a half acres. This has future capability. Yes. This will hold everything for my whole life.
Evolution so much.
And it was, and I got, it was 11 and a half listed, got it down to 8.5.
Ooh.
And then I said, done, let's go. Yeah. I'll take that 110 a month. Let's go for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Put 2 million down, 2.1 down. And then here's where I fucked up. I put 2.1 down, but I only asked the bank for a million, like a single 1 million in like renovation cash.
Yeah.
And
TIN.
And no one, the banker told me they had never signed, because of all the accounts, and they never stamped off an approval for a credit thing, for a line for the loan so quick. And, but I had bad credit actually from ages ago. And so though I had bad credit, I had enough like cash and activity in my accounts. So, and, but I could only do that once. I couldn't reopen it because my taxes weren't caught up. So what, 8.5 plus 1 million for renovation, 9.5. I ended up spending 20 million. And so all that rest was from all my savings. It was a lot of my savings, my stash. So pretty much.
How were you able to stay so confident? You know what I'm going to ask you.
I had to survive.
So you're talking pretty much 10 million over budget. At what point in time did you realize, holy shit, I'm way over? Yeah, 10 and a half. At what point did you realize, just, wow, we are racking up these numbers fast?
I noticed that as soon as the demo team, we got a contractor in there. We were supposed to spend $150, $200 for demo. Spent $550 for demo. I go, then what's the next one going to be for the build out?
Was that Gym 1 or whatever?
That was just the first building. So then I fired him. I said, no. And then I was like, I'll be the damn GC.
Oh, shit.
So then I take it. But going into the build, and I was already navigating so mad. I was navigating all the electricians, all this. Yeah. I was sourcing them, meeting them, walking through. This is what I want. And it's, then I had my assistant. She would do those two, and I would do the one. And she'd trim them down. I'd go to the one. Yeah. And I had a system. And the truth is, if you're going to be heavily involved in something, and you're going to know it, and that's where I felt at that time. And but now I knew that in order to make it happen, though, I have to find somebody who can, because I still had Alpha Elite Athletics, a clothing brand to attend to.
Yeah.
And if I took away from the clothing brand my attention, then that was funding everything. So my cash inflow, my influx of cash would get diminished.
Yeah.
So it was, I had to find a really good project manager that I could almost teach my tastes to.
Absolutely.
And if I could only walk with him 4 times a day through the whole entire thing instead of 20 times a day, it's worth it. So I got him to, his name's Anthony Martin. It took me like 3 months to find him during the 3 months during, that's when COVID was popping off. Had no help, no progress on the entire building. And I was just like, that's when I was not sleeping. I was pushing because there's nothing happening here. Let me at least get the furniture. Let me at least get this gym stuff ordered. I need equipment. Let me call like Arsenal. Yeah. Let me call Prime. Let me see what I can do to see, get everything stuff lined up. No one's in.
Yeah.
It was just wild, man.
It was a wild time for everybody. I know, obviously, we, first of all.
And my gym that's open has to shut down. For
how long was that shut down for?
3 months.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't charge our members anything.
Yeah.
So that was another one. That was a big.
Were you still having to pay?
Oh, yeah.
Rent,
yeah. It was already a 1.5x because I was already pushed past like the lease time frame.
Yeah.
So we're paying like 20-something thousand a month.
So you didn't build in any free rent? You just went straight in? You purchased the building. That's what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Oh my goodness me, nothing.
And we have to change distribution centers for Alphalete to 180,000 square foot warehouse. I have to rent. So that was all happening too.
So there's a lot of moving parts, but obviously, thankfully, you found a project manager that you were able to delegate a lot of these situations. And for me, I know you work with your significant other also, as do I. She's not only my wife, but my business partner. That's a fine balance that we're still working on it, but I think we've got it pretty good down. And obviously, Heidi, she has her line too, Buff Bunnies, which my wife
She's
is a big fan
as hell.
Of.
Yeah.
So you've got not only Buff Bunnies, you're being a supportive, significant other for her. You've got this massive undertaking, which is hemorrhaging money, no progress because
leading
of,
it.
Yes. And then you've got your brand, and obviously you've got your community. But there's only one Christian Guzman.
Yeah.
How was he able to mentally get through this time, my friend?
That's the question I was going to ask you, like your lowest, and how do you got through it? How did I get through it? I think looking back over the 2 years of building it, there was never a moment where if you would have asked me, could it not get done? I would be like, hell no.
even though I don't know how the hell I got through it, I don't think you'll ever be able to really. You need to get to the point where in those moments when you're there, your mindset is already decided. And you have to, I think the key to getting to that point is evolving enough to the point where nothing, no thing that can happen to you in your day, nothing, literally no bad thing, nothing can piss you off. You can't make me mad. You can't make me yell at somebody. You can't get me to that point. You can't, like, good news, bad news, I'm able to be, I don't get hung up on what's the next step to make progress to move forward with it. Even if you're out 2.5 million, you just had a huge thing. What the fuck happened? One, but two, what's next? Who do we need to talk? What's the next step? Implement it. And I need two options, A and B, go. Because the longer you hang up on it, you're just losing more.
But do you have a time, like, I've got a good team around me, yes.
I had no team.
That's what I was going to say.
No team.
At the time, I had no team.
One assistant.
It was me and my wife. And obviously, the darkest of times is only shared with a few people. Are you that guy where, for me, I guess, probably, maybe your answer, or help your answer a little bit more. I think the ego element of things, for me, doesn't allow me to show that weakness. Coming from a culture that is the other side of the world, where grandfather was blue collar, dad blue collar, never seen him get upset, worked hard every single day. And I'd get them days where I'm like, oh man, mentally. But I didn't allow even the closest of people to show how mentally he was kicking my ass, because you are the one, you are the leader. You are the one that has to have all the answers, even when you don't have them sometimes. And again, thankfully for my wife, we can have a great yin to yang balance. What stresses me out does not stress her out. And what stresses her out does not stress me out. But going back to what you said, you were that person. So were you able to show that side of Heidi, or did you suppress it?
She carried the team for that time frame, for sure. For that hole I was in that lasted so much longer than we both anticipated. Because don't forget, it was her idea to go look. She wanted to go look at that property. She wanted me to buy it. I was like, I want, fuck yeah, I got this. So we, like, I think maybe she felt a little bit of guilt to some extent of, damn, I'm like, this is fucking him up. This is messing him up bad. And she would call me the Superman, because I'd go home, spend 2 hours with her, 3 hours, and then shower, let her fall asleep, 1 a.m., right back.
Yeah,
right back.
And when do you feel like, okay, I'm out of this now?
You would think when we opened, and then it's a whole other set of problems. And then really, after we opened January 1, 2022, all of 2022 and the beginning of 23, before my 10-year video and before my 30th birthday, because I've known this 30th birthday video is coming out, and I know I'm about to, all this shit I'm putting myself through, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. That's why I wanted to make that video. Because when I commit myself to blank, the videos, my community and this, I'm going to be doing that. I don't have time for this. I literally will not have time for this shit no more. So for me, it was just, I forgot where I was going.
You're basically saying that as soon as you hit 30, you're going to be, it was a kind of
Because I knew that was not a lifestyle I could keep up. Yeah. No one should keep up. And I do not recommend to anybody. I do not wish that upon anybody, what I was going through, what I pushed my body through physically.
People see this, the gym, they see, you know, what you put on socials. And shall I say this, they'll see what they want to see. But they don't understand the stress, the financial responsibility to create something like that. And when you've got, how many day passes, you say
68,000.
I'm sorry. Did I say 600 and something tires? Shame on me. 68,000.
And our memberships went up from our previous location that we moved from 900 to 3,500.
Yeah. But when you have them, when you get them analytics and you see their numbers. And
I was blown away. Like I'm a numbers guy. Love my numbers tables and projections. And then I cut them in half and say, okay, now I know what to expect. Just like with dropping out of school. Love projections.
Yeah.
I projected my previous gym before Alfland did 1.1 million total revenue for the year. My prediction, I thought with retail, with all these brands coming in, Alfie, we got 4 million. Realistically, I want to 4X this thing. We did 9.8 million first year. which incredible. Is wild. And we're on track for like good growth on that the second year, which is just nuts.
What of that is in store and what of that is memberships and day passes and stuff?
I don't have the exact percent split, but I would say in a month, I'll say retail will do between 300,000 to 400,000 in retail.
Which all brands?
All brands.
In store, brick and mortar.
In store, brick and
not
mortar.
Not online.
In store.
Mitt.
It's wild. Alpha Eats between 60 to 80.
Mom's 1, killing it.
Mom's killing it, right? Mom's
shout
killing
out to
it.
Mom.
Yep. Then we got the gym memberships. 3,500 times average of 99, what, 350,000? And then we go to look at the day passes. If we'd 68,000, say we 70,000 divided by 12, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're looking at, oh, I almost had it. Let's say 70,000 day passes times 35 because we bumped our price to $35.
Yeah.
Would be what, like 250,000?
I'm not gonna ask you to do this math, Christian.
Oh, I got it. I'm a good math guy. So that's like 1.1, 1.2 a month. So a lot of it is pretty much equal to that day pass. Like
yes.
Once you take the fluctuations, the retail plus the concession stand, mm-hmm. and then plus Alpha Eats is more than membership and day passes yeah. combined, which is yeah. wild.
It's incredible.
Wild.
I don't even know of a gym that's doing anything like that in the United States. I know the world might be a different stat because it's obviously there's.
I went to the Marbella one, the paddle club. You've been okay. there?
No.
It's nice. But I'll say I think the one in Dubai, I've never been.
Be nice as gym is.
They're like there. That's a proper gym.
Yeah. Listen, you and him, I feel like you're on that same level of
OCD.
Of
like, you just better line up.
Yeah.
But that's not what makes the money with it.
Yeah.
It's not the equipment. It is because you want the best. The best that you need custom that what you mm-hmm. like. It's really the I want people to view Alphaland as the place I dreamed of when I was 19, the place I would have given my life to be a part of. Mm. I would have moved to go and be a part of this place if I could have encouraging, like all these things I needed right there in one spot. Hell yeah. Like,
yeah.
And I can meet people too and be around like girls and stuff like that, yeah. that are into like what I'm into. I would give anything.
There's no girls around when me and you started training, bro. I don't know why we got brought up in the wrong gen.
Tries for the guys, and
but you've done a phenomenal job of the culture because I'm a big guy for your culture. Dragon's Lair is obviously a community. We love that. Obviously, we have the tourism as a massive L of the gym too. But with you, you've created like this true army of people. They wear the badge of pride. And there's not many gyms that you truly have catered towards the influencer, YouTube, social media. I don't, listen, the term has shifted tremendously. I don't even know. There's so many different genres. But regardless what they are, you have found a home for every one of these people who are shooting content and stuff like that. And I think the evolution now of gyms, it's such a massive part of showcasing. Listen, a guy, a girl can come in, you set up a tripod, they film. And I think we told you this before. We've not put $1 into marketing. It's all come from social media.
It's wild.
It's wild. People come
imagine
in.
When we do.
Yeah, I know. Even if we do. But people come in, they shoot, they talk, how great it is. You create that experience. You create the Disneyland.
Guess whose logo's there in the back.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, branding it. It's more than just the location. It's like being sure. Yeah, and you did a great job. I love the retail store, how you changed it.
That's Ali.
It's so much more open.
Thank you.
And you see everything.
Yeah.
And it resonates now.
You were a part of that. There's a lot of things that I've seen, and I've taken elements of people's gyms and that open plan concept. Like, for anybody who has not seen Alphaland, we've just talked about the gyms alone, but just the retail stores inside, they're truly like a bougie boutique mall. Buff Bunny, for example.
Lots of Pinterest mood boarding for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of tiles and colors, and everything has its brand genre in there. And it truly is like an experience with us here at the Dragon's Lair. That, to me, the future.
It's the next step.
Yeah, it's the evolution of where we probably have to build.
Alpha, little athlete booth. We'll put a little thing on the wall space.
Oh, we'll talk. But I would truly, again, love to have the tour from you, exactly, because one thing I've noticed, I don't know if this upsets you or not, but the attention to detail that you've put into these gyms, that people just walk past.
Yes.
I don't know if that ever, oh man, you know how much I spent on that little corner up there just to put that tile up there, but it's the that
and
stuff.
When you see the chip of paint, or you see the little, the floorboard hanging off a little bit, or like, just And it's a curse. It's a blessing, but it's also a curse.
Yeah, I see it all too.
I see it all, but it's weird. I don't see, when I'm in other environments of other, if it's not mine, I won't see it as much. I will see it.
Yeah.
I won't bother me. I'll walk around, I'll work around it.
Yeah.
But when it's yours, you're just like, it needs to get changed.
Or bug my workout. Like, for example,
if there's a light
there's
out.
Lights, oh, bro. So at the same time, the fucking lights are out. How am I seeing this? And my GM hasn't seen it. No offense, Justin. You should have seen these bulbs, you fucker.
But performance review, you missed the light that was flickering that one day in the year. No bonus.
No, gone. Catering to the influencers. You've got the guys with the shirts off. You've got the girls who are in great shape. And again, different world now that are coming in and they're all seeing you at your gym. Is there a line in the sand for you where you do not allow an influencer to step over? Just as preface, again, tops off of my gym is not a thing.
Yeah.
Tanks, no problem.
I have a confession. So yesterday I asked the front desk, it was like 11 something or 2 days ago. I was like, can I get a clip with my shirt off? I'm doing a lateral raise. And he goes, yeah, but be really quick. I'm like, okay.
My front desk.
I think he said, yeah, but I'm like trying to give him some credit. Yeah. Be really quick. So I got one set shirt. So.
Yeah. I think we allow the post, the one that you post. I would say, when somebody wants to do a...
One more time?
We allow, I guess, the top set pause. If somebody wants to take their top off and...
Well, they pose, but don't get on the equipment.
Or if they do something and they're not, like, sweaty mess, take your top off, do a set, put it back on. We have a great idea for that, but somebody's walking from set to set. So that's my rules.
Yeah.
Another one I don't pet peeve-wise, I fucking hate flip-flops in gyms. I've seen somebody lose a decapitated toe in front of me and it flip-flops. Mm. What are yours? Since you have so many.
We have different rules
yep.
for each gym.
Oh, shit.
Gym one rules, gym two rules, gym three rules.
Interesting.
Gym one rules is how we get the older clientele, the mature clientele. That is meant to attract and all brand new equipment, all AC'd, all the best of the best. Things are more spaced out on the equipment, so you're not crammed through the aisles. Mm. The plates are rubber coated. They're not metal. But we still have our powerlifting bench. We have Elite FTS. We still got yep. the power racks. We have the turret, but it's more catered to that. All the cardio is upstairs, lines of it, right? Mm. And a lot more mobility, and the music is quieter. It's not the same music playing in each gym. So in that gym, you cannot take your shirt off at all.
Have right. had any conversations with people trying to sneak the shirts on?
Yep, and my staff, sure. I'll tell the staff's manager, hey, this person on shift, it was this time on this day, I saw four during their shift, guys with their shirts off,
yeah,
touching their back or on the pads. So just, we need to give a heads up, give yeah. a notice, just like to that. And you don't have to tell them it's for me. It should be from you. It's okay. But yeah. Gym two, we allow shirts off. You can do a video however you please.
Okay.
But you cannot, skin cannot be touching the pads on any machine.
Okay.
And you have to wipe down equipment.
Of course, yeah.
But and then gym three is the same as gym two, essentially, if right. you're using the posing room. Yeah, and haven't added. I was like, maybe just don't show too much.
If it hasn't happened, then you don't have to talk yeah. about it.
And then no sex in the restrooms, man.
Oh, Jesus, that sex in the restroom?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, my mom's, there's some sex in the restroom. I'm like, what? No, mom.
Is it true story? Is that, have yeah. you caught anybody? Yeah, we fucking, listen, you see my cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a camera guy. I look at my cameras, I see everything. I know, I have
everything.
That's why I see stuff. I seen this couple going in the fucking toilet here at the Dragon Slayer, and I was like, okay, let me give him benefit of the doubt. Maybe she is helping him fucking pull a t-shirt off. So I waited. I was like, okay.
How long was it?
Now I sent one of my staff to, so I wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
And I watched from afar.
This is real time.
100%. They were like, it was step one. I don't know how far they managed to get, but nonetheless.
First base.
If everybody was watching, don't be coming to fucking Anfield and Dragon's Lair thinking you have a little fucking doggy party in there. It's not happening. I will blue light the shit out of that fucking room.
A doggy party. That's good. I'm going to use that.
But listen, mate, and one thing, we done your tires. Noah?
Yeah.
I'm not going to painfully prolong you much more, mate, because of the obviously being so close. But there's a subject that is close to both you and I's heart. Oh, mums. Mm-hmm. Both have battled cancer. Mm-hmm. My mum battled cancer 3 times. Your mum also. Obviously, you
and my dad.
And your dad. Mm-hmm. Both are good, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank God. Same as my mum. My mum went through it all when I was going in through Olympia prep and didn't tell me. In fact, it was Neil.
It's like my dad.
Yeah, it was Neil, my coach, that actually said, hey, listen, your mum's not doing as good as what she said. And of course, I lost it, jumped on a plane, get home, and my mum was like, you need to get back home. you need to get back to doing what you're doing. And I promise you, I'll be there front row at the Olympia. And she was. I know, obviously, you've talked very openly about it and how it's affected you and also motivated you too. So now that mum is very much part of your life, she's obviously got a business, she's killing it and stuff like that. How did that particular time in your life change the trajectory?
There's one story from my mom that, just like you have that story, I have a story so similar. It makes me like literally watery eye thinking. But to get to my first year of college at TCU, Texas Christian University, it's a very, I had a lot of grants and art got me like a little scholarship thing. And I was able to not have them need to pay anything, which was how I got to go to that school. But she would come to visit me every few months. And all these kids, it was a preppy school, all had North Face backpacks, the jackets, the Wrangler light boots with the Cavenders cowboy boots, and just all these really in Patagonia, a lot of the nice clothes, right? Yeah. The polos that you can get, all the colors, like the $100 polo. And I had two tops and rotate and mix and match and stuff. And every time she would come, she'd take me shopping. She wanted to take me shopping because she wanted me to focus school. Don't worry about the job or working in college, just full focus. So we were at the Dick's Sporting Goods in Dallas and Fort Worth, and we were getting a jacket and a backpack, North Face. I was like, oh yeah, here we go. And she wrote a check. I didn't even notice anything. Walked out, all good. A few years ago, I found out that every time she would come and take me, like there was nothing in those accounts. She would hope that she was just going to deal with the consequences later. To make, just to be sure she could give that, which is wild.
So at that point in time, was she going through what she was going through as well?
She started going through that about 2 years later. So that was like, 2011, 2012 when I'm in college, and then so 2014, 2015.
So when you were meeting your mom, you were saying that obviously times were hard back home and you were unaware of it.
So unaware. Could never tell. But just seeing, like how deep things were. I would have hints that things are not good, but never to the point of there's nothing in that account. But to give it to someone, that it's a jacket that you don't need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's wild.
I know not only have you changed your own life, but you've changed the life of your mom and dad.
Yep.
All through.
They both don't have to worry anymore. They don't have to work.
All through a video camera about talking about your life and.
Yeah.
You thought about stuff like that often?
Yeah, recently. So, it's nuts. It's great. That's why I won't stop.
Hell of a journey, man.
Thank you. Just getting started.
Yeah. I'm very proud to have some friends doing incredible things. And obviously, you and I have, in the last couple of years, we're getting to know each other more. But I think now these stories start coming out more and more, the ones that I don't know about, makes me respect you and your storyline that much more.
Who helped me evolve a lot, because I kind of speak of this recent, like when I turned 30, a lot has changed. Really, this prep, a lot has changed. Is I need to give a quick shout to Chris.
Yeah.
Because going to Florida with things actually being a lot rockier than they looked on the personal life and things like that, ended up staying 12 days. I was meant to stay 2 days and just kicked it back. He's a real close friend of mine, known him since he was his very first Olympia when he came to Alphalete Gym. I remember the first time I bet him, I go, I will bet you that I can hit 315 more than you because I'm a monster at flat bench. He only got 12, 13. I got a solid 9. So I wasn't off by too much, but we bet for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. So that's how we first interacted. But him and Courtney and Calvin, those three have really gotten a lot more in tune with their mental and their emotions over the few years. And they have much more, like, such a clear understanding. They get therapy that's helped them like kind of level up and evolve. And so they, especially him, he really helped me out there.
Chris is such a stud, bro.
He's a genuine fucking great one.
Just a fucking stud. And I've known Chris obviously from a different path. Never changed. Fame hasn't got to him.
Never changed. No. And I think you said it a little bit earlier, but I think the key to when you meet somebody, if they're the same first, if they give off the same energy that they did 10 years ago, that's likely going to be one you want to keep close.
Yeah, because we both know that there's people that have come through our circles and mutual friends of ours that have got a little bit of fame, and all of a sudden it's...
Their money, fame, money, a little bit of eyes on YouTube.
It's a facade.
Yeah,
it's a facade because it all ends. But all ends fast unless you culture it, you nurture it, and you give back to the fans.
Easy come, easy go. If it comes quick...
Faster.
It will leave quick because you won't be able to
probably
handle
quicker.
It. Quicker, 100%.
Quicker.
If you have to, for 11 years, upload 1,300 YouTube videos to hit 1 million subscribers, it makes you, if you build the gym that you want to build, how you want to build it through whatever excuse, and if you compete and step on stage and go through that challenging of a stress on your body and you can control your mental there, like, you could do anything.
Yeah, it truly, I guess, only speaking of myself, obviously coming here and knowing one person, that mentality is true to form. A lot of people will be listening to this podcast and they'll put this success in a box by saying, oh, must be nice. Oh, it's because of this. Or they'll find something in the story where they can, it's either an innuendo where it could be in the benefit or against. And they'll say, oh, he only got that because of this. It's like, it doesn't work like that.
When you're open and honest and just like almost overly like just chat about what's happening.
Yeah.
And when it happens, and then that's almost like the beauty of the diary, like almost a diary on YouTube, a video diary.
Yes.
And that's why I don't care what I love Mr. B or whatever tips are happening for to go viral on social, but on YouTube, I'll hire a team. I'll try to build a team to go do those. Yeah. But on YouTube, videos are staying how I want them. They're going to be diaries of my days because I love looking back at them.
How much preparation do you put into your videos?
Oh, my life is making my videos, like directing them. This, I want three angles. I want one with the wide lens, one with the zoom lens, one with the, I need a mic here, I need a mic there, I need a drone up here, and just like seeing it put together. And then I'll do video critiques and just really, now I'm finally taking all those things and building a media company just to help me hit those 1,000 videos.
Yeah.
And some structure.
And obviously this now has come from, for the viewers who are listening to this and you're like, man, I can't do that. This is the evolution, guys.
If you don't do it, you're going to be left behind.
And right now, one thing that these kids, up and coming YouTube stars, social media people, what they can do is flip their phone. The quality of phone and the mic, all you need. And consistency.
30% of my last video is my phone.
See?
Just have to just stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Is that a good piece of advice that you would... Just give me... If you can give... I know, listen, we're fucking digging deep here, man. Three pieces of advice for a startup, even something... And do this. Three pieces of advice for a newbie.
Okay.
And piece of advice for Flex Lewis, who is now trying to be the next Christian Guzman.
Okay. Three pieces of...
as many as you want.
I'm like, all right, let me get good. This would be a reel for, I'm going to steal this one for my channel. Three pieces of advice for a beginner getting into a business that wants to start. One more time. Three pieces of advice for a startup, someone looking to start a business. Number one, there's nothing you can't start today that you could start tomorrow. There's no perfect time. So just get started right now. Make the account right now that you make that name you're thinking of. Just commit to one, get the name and get moving with it. What's your first post? Number two is going to be don't compare, because when you compare, you just demotivate yourself. You have to, one thing that I believe made me successful looking back 10 years ago to my channel, when I had 1,000 subscribers, I was talking on my channel like those 1,000, like guys, this community, this is everything. Think about 1,000 people in a room listening to you and watching you in person. That will change your life. That will change your perspective about the views. 50 likes, 50 people. That's a lot. That's a lot. Number three would be don't start something with the intention of making a living. Start it as a hobby that you enjoy. That's how you're going to find the thing that will turn into, because that hobby will turn into a financial if you do it well and you master it. So get really good at that one thing. That's those advice for the beginner. Don't wait. I'm not going to try to repeat them.
But would you say then quality over quantity or quantity over quality?
Don't get hung up on it. Do the best you can, but and get it posted. for because if you're not posting and you're starting to start a business, or if you're not actively progressively making some sort of progress, if it's research, tonight I know I need to research and find five factories that I want to reach out to tomorrow. That's what today's one goal. One goal per day. Today I'm going to get the business registered. I'm going to go down and get registered. I just need to take this document. Cool. Just get all the social handles for the top five platforms. When you really list it out, there's not much you need to do. You just need to get to making it and get to reaching out to the supplier, get to reaching out to the, and you don't need to go and ask your friend. Just whatever's in your gut, just go for it. And try to believe in yourself, in your confidence, in your own gut, your initial thought, because that's hard to do, even for me, really hard to do sometimes, but it builds over time.
I'm doing it myself right now.
The confidence builds.
I started a new YouTube page. Actually, shout out to my YouTube page, by the way. Fucking shameless plug this, Tyus. I'm starting again from this grown YouTube page to the vlog page.
I've been thinking about that.
Oh, I'll be honest.
My channel's just dead. The subs, Eric, it's dead.
Yeah, I've got, it's two focuses. So the podcast now is its own entity and it's doing its own legs.
Yeah.
The vlog page is, I come to Texas, I train with you, we do a whole kind of, and Jesse James is killing it in that space. I like his style of videos where he's
starting
to
vlog more.
He's done a vlog a lot more. Yeah. But that's a separate entity in itself. For the advanced person, somebody like maybe advice you'd give me right now, maybe something I'm doing, off at the athletes who are been doing this quite some time, they're starting to feel a plateau. What advice would you give them?
Number one, this is a great question. Number one would be, you got to show the real flex. Yeah, who is the flex that Ali loves? Not the champ. You can do that via just doing something that you think is funny, or like doing a reel with an audio that, bro, I post reels of the stupidest. They're not trending audios. They're just
some funny stuff.
I do some stupid stuff because I think it's funny. Because I think it's funny, so I'm shouldn't do it. I think, and Jay is doing an amazing job right now. I clicked on his most recent vlog, and in his kitchen, not a videographer.
Yeah.
He's up here. What's going on, guys? And he's showing his. I'm like, Jay, killing you it. Got it, man. Now you get it. You just have to be yourself. It's got to be hard when you got to. This is Flex Lewis, but what's the next for who is peel it back more?
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. I would say that's the biggest thing, and in every clip I make or every video I do, I always every single day I ask. This would be tip number two: what value can be taken away from this? Not does this make me look good or look cool? What value could be taken away from either this, or is it linking to a video that they can pull this from? Are they getting some golden nuggets?
Go ahead.
And then number three would be, don't, this is a really good one, don't think that everybody's already heard what you've already said.
Interesting.
Because like you told me here, I want you to say who you are from a perspective of, because we repeat ourselves all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, but on the way over here, I was Googling just as much and reading up as much as I could about where you're from, what age, when you're exactly you retired, your daughter, your son's names, because you need to, yeah.
Is that why you were so late?
I'm late because I'm like, what outfit I'm gonna wear? I got to change the workout. My thing is, I'll go. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. And then everybody just, you're not ready.
Yeah.
I need right. just. I'll meet you in there.
Yeah. I know. Listen, bro. Listen, I appreciate it. Listen, in wrapping up the podcast, I have a couple of questions that I just want to fast fire with you. One is, what you've done with your summer shred.
You got to come in October. Check it out.
Listen, on the podcast, if right now we'll get ahead of it, Tyus, you heard it first. If I am free, I'm coming. I've seen what you've been doing, mate, and I've seen the community you've created and that.
It's wild.
Incredible, mate.
Those days, the single days are the fuel to all of it. The fire to everything for me.
I love it.
It's amazing.
That truly has people coming in from all over. We've done events here. I know that feeling, but I don't have an event. That's something I'm going to be working on in the future. I'm going to pick your brain off the podcast about something, because
you talk.
I think that's something that I can learn a lot from you doing these things. I've had a show, 10 years Flex Lewis Classic. I've done events and stuff like that, but this is different. This is like a community. This is an army. This is excited people
working
getting from all
things.
Over the world.
I'm about to tell you right after this camera shuts off.
Oh, should we just keep it rolling? Tyus is saying yes. But Is there anything you wanted to open on that? No exclusive or not? You tell us about the Summer Shreds, and then we'll wrap up the Land the Podcast.
The SSC, the Summer Shredding
Community.
If you haven't heard of it, which you, high chances you haven't, you will. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, bro, that's use it. The platform to plug. Where can people find out outside of YouTube, of course?
So this year for we picked two champions, one male, one female. We have over 1,200 competitors stepping on stage and walking across over five shows.
1,200 competitors.
1,200 competitors.
And you were just going to give me this half-assed fucking that's coming.
What is the prize? What do you win? What do you win? You win a life-changing career opportunity that's going to last you for at least a minimum of 3 years. You win we're giving out $130,000 in cash. We're giving out a three-year paid sponsorship from either Alphalete, Young LA, all the clothing brands that you guys, that everybody, Buff Bunny, you're going to have the connections with the direct marketing teams to negotiate which brand you want to work with. You're also going to have that for the supplements. You have Raw Nutrition, you have Ghost, you have 1UP Nutrition, and all the, like, my favorite companies that I've built relationships with and trust have agreed to do this, and you have a supplement sponsor, a clothing sponsor paid from, if it's with Alphalete, it'll be paid retainer. If it's commission on whatever that's negotiable with your thing, but you get to choose.
I don't even think it's anything like this in the market. There is not.
Nope. Cause you get a pro card to make a career for yourself and make a name for yourself. The card doesn't make a name for yourself. You make a name for yourself. Your story makes a name in what you want to make and portray, which that's why for the two winners, it all comes down to the championship, to their videos. We have a list of questions that they video record their answers to.
Okay.
And we pick.
And where do they find out about doing this challenge?
Summershredding.com.
Okay. And when does this start? For
the next show is in Toronto, August 18th. And then we have, and every day after the event, we have a huge free event to come to. And then, and that's not 10 days out from my set.
The next show.
Yeah, can't wait.
Just throw it in the mix.
And then we have October 19th. It is October 20th, 21st, whatever Saturday that is. Yeah. We have already 310 signed up for that show on the 22nd. So the following day, we have the first ever Summer Shredding Championship where we will award the two winners.
Wow. What a life-changing opportunity for somebody that's...
In my head, there's a lot of things I got to iron out on that one before we get there.
Yeah, but still, you've got the blueprint, and you've got that readership that is coming from all over the country, all over the world in some cases, just to be part of this,
and everybody, this community. And we have the transformation class, and that's one I should mention as well.
Yes.
We have the transformation class, which was should have always... I can't believe it wasn't a division already in some league. Yeah. That's wild to me.
And explain that.
As well as I know a lot of people that have started their journey in fitness to impact lives, have gone through I'm a coach at some point. I have a coaching business, or maybe I did clients, or I was a personal trainer before I got into the social media stuff. And when you are doing that, the purpose is to help change anybody that wants to change. So why the hell are you going to make the goal and the look so intimidating to get on stage, where it's so for most people, it's so unachievable, and we're promoting the wrong thing. The thing that to promote needs to be the story that's over a three-year journey. What is your story? What was your low point? And what have you overcome? And what are you doing next? That's what I want to hear.
I love that.
So we look at a three-year difference. We have photos, the comparisons. We also do their video. We play it in the theater in between. So we pick about 7 to 10 for the women, and we'll have it on our Women's Day. We have to split the days on shows, women, men. But we play the videos in between bikini, in between to go into figuring, in between going to wellness.
Oh, wow.
So it's so it's engaging. And we get those stories out in front of the eyes because it's those are the stories that need to be heard.
To be honest, them are some of my favorite stories. We've got a lot of people in the gym that have done
incredible transformation. And if you don't ever win your pro card because, you had a surgery on your heart, you got a scar or something that doesn't look good. Who gives a fuck?
The end result is...
Fires me up.
Yeah, I totally agree. Again, I've seen and I've heard so many people truly change their lives through the gym. And I'm not talking about a competition, because the competition is the extreme version, right? Mm-hmm. It's the mindset change where somebody recognized whatever it was through trauma, whatever else, that, hey, I keep going this way. This is going to be early.
And when you voice it, you have their video playing, you're nervous backstage, you're in your trunks, and then all the lights are off, and then your video ends. You just heard your story repeat. You heard your low. that you just overcame.
Yeah.
And then you're presenting your final form. Lights go on. Flex Lewis. Boom. Walk out. And the crowd is going wild.
Probably in some cases.
Everybody's crying.
This is probably the biggest probably attention they may have had their entire life, too.
It is. And it's an accomplishment. And yes. It's such a necessary and rewarding one to check off your bucket list, yeah, to challenge yourself. That just gives momentum to them forever. And then they go later, years later, they come and you see them in the figure class. You see them in the physique class, almost winning too. Jeez. And then you're like, all right.
Yeah, I remember. That's a great story. All right. Landing the podcast. Two final questions. One is, you think, I got it. One is one thing that you would like people to know about Christian Guzman that you've never talked about before.
That's one question I was going to ask you, too. One thing that I would like people to know. That I do sleep. Now I do sleep.
Not in prep, man. There's no way. You mean in 2 weeks, yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. Is there anything, like, from the mental state that somebody could listen and learn from, maybe?
I think self-reflection is everything. I think self-reflection and being able to dissect what your actions, your decisions, and things that you have, whenever something happens, to be able to truly and honorably look at what did I do exactly?
Yeah.
Can I listen to the other perspective and not just blow it off? Can I actually put my mind in that perspective and understand or see how that could have been? And I think that being open, you need to be open to the feedback, and you have to constantly just take it in and try to get a little bit better. Because, I think that being able to take criticism is not even criticism, just overall, how was this received and how did I do and how was I proud of it? Looking back after reading this, do I agree? Because a lot of times you can't see it and you're going to put content out that I'm like, Jesus Christ, you need to go to bed, bro. Don't do that again. And in the moment, I'm just, I said I would do it. I need to get it done.
Yeah.
But you can't always be like that.
So, I'm prolonging this. No, because I think this is a good topic to hear, because there's a lot of people, because of your situation you're in, you're an easy target in some cases. Some people will look at something and be like, oh, there he is.
He's got it all. He's done. He's driving an R8 to work. Who cares?
Yeah.
He got meals getting prepped for him now. He has someone doing his outfits. There's levels to this shit. The reason you may need a lot of those things kind of taken care of and help with is so you can continue doing the big picture thing. If you can't think big picture and see the big picture and the importance of the big picture things in your life, then I don't know.
You need to preserve
your energy.
I guess that ability to see things that lead your people into new lands, right?
Yeah.
And with having that vision skewed by nonsense, small-scale stuff that you know in a financial situation to delegate or have per somebody who's maybe even better at doing the job than you are. Fill that role in. That's where you are at right now. But you've also worn every fucking hat on the way up the ladder. So for anybody who says, it must be nice.
For a bit. Yeah. No matter what you're doing.
Exactly. You've done it all from editing. You're still doing your own editing.
I know how to put
stuff.
A wall up if I need to.
You need to do that too. And last question, and this is from the fans, my friend. Don't shoot the messenger. When are you putting a ring on this girl's finger? Holy shit, bro. Incredible.
Done.
Tyus. All right.
I'm speechless. That's insane.
We can't prolong too much on this because there's a lot of secretness. Secret. But you know what I am looking forward to? Straight after this, in fact, in the next 15 seconds when we land this plane, you and I,
we're going to land the plane.
We're going to land the plane. And then we're going to get some pre-workout in us, and we are going to hit officially your last session before the USA.
Tomorrow's my last full body. Today's the last pull day.
Okay.
Pull, shoulder,
whatever. When we'll get off, we'll discuss what coaches you're doing or whatever you have doing. And we'll have some fun on that.
Let's do it.
Literally, it's been I feel I've had a great podcast. I've learned a lot about you. We've had some tears out of you. We've had a lot of...
Yeah, that was close. That was hanging on those ones.
We'll just put that down to the fact you're in prep, okay?
The emotions.
The emotions. But, mate, as always, it's a privilege. I'm excited to now get to develop on this friendship, one that started many years ago through...
I can't wait to tour you.
And get to this freaking incredible gym that you have in Texas. So I think without further ado, I think in the future there is definitely going to be a part two, in die in Welsh. And I think there's going to be definitely a celebration of some letters next to your name.
Oh, yeah.
Future.
Oh.
Soon.
Pro card? Oh, I'm like, I don't know if I put it in the bio, would I?
It ain't official if it's not in the bio, my friend.
I don't know. I've never thought about that. Yeah.
Stop thinking about it because we're 2 days away.
You got to pay for the car too, huh?
Yeah, that's another subject for another time. But nonetheless, my friend, it truly is an honor. I'm excited to get this training session in and talk a little bit more off camera, pick some...
Oh, I'm about to... I got my iPad. Look, I'm ready to use some stuff.
He got some stuff that he wants to talk to me off camera. All exclusive, unfortunately, but maybe something that we can talk in the future. Now, when we
look at all those messages during the... It's like, I just got to silence it out.
Yeah, you got to watch. You got to watch. Anyways, my friend, let's wrap this up. I don't know what we're training, but we're going to be training something. So, Christian Guzman, straight out the pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, guys. Out.